Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
Hi, Todd Bowers from More Motors in Caro. Looking for a great deal on a 2014 closeout sale on Dodge Grand Caravans? We got them from just $19,995 and a great selection of 2014 Town and Country vans, too. We also have a 2014 Chrysler 300 that lists for over $31,500. And with Chrysler employee discount, get it for only $22,987 plus fees. With low lease payments on nearly every model and great rebates on the 2014s, come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro, or shop the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
While sitting at your favorite high school or college game, how would you like to have remote access to your house, such as being able to turn up the heat, turn on the lights, unlock doors, snapshot video, and more, all remotely from your smartphone or any internet-connected device? Introducing LinkLight from Agra Valley Services, an affordable home monitoring and automation solution starting at just $19.95 a month. Stop into Agra Valley Services in downtown Pigeon, call 1-888-282-4932 or go to avci.net/LinkLife.
When it comes to farm or commercial grain handling equipment, DS Services, the little company in Cass City, is a giant in the industry. They design, sell, install, and service farm and commercial grain bins and dryers, material handling equipment, special purpose elevator setups, and more. With more than 22 grain equipment brands on their supply list, and close to three decades of experience under their belt, DS Services has the resources to handle your grain handling and storage needs at highly competitive prices. For more information, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, 872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com. DS Services, providing farm and commercial grain storage and handling solutions all over Michigan from the heart of Michigan's thumb. DS Services, 989-872-3318.
Today's game broadcast on WLEW Sports is being brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, or Shoreline Chevrolet Buick of Sebring, Ball Equipment of Sandusky in Richmond, Randy's Hunting Center of Bannack, More Motor Sales of Caro, Agra Valley Services, DS Services of Cassidy for all your grain handling needs, Elber Insurance Agency, B&D Heating and Cooling, Signature Bank, Clark Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance, Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bannack, K&S Insurance, and Bill Lukowski of Ameriprise. Cellular phone service as well as the internet for broadcast for this broadcast provided by the blazing speed of Thumb Cellular's 4G LTE network, the talk of the thumb. It's now our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on WLEW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Joining me today from the Huron Daily Tribune, the Sultan of Sports, Paul P. Adams. Welcome tonight, sir.
I like that name. Thanks, Clark.
Well, it's going to change every week. I figure week 13, we might be scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Oh, But well, you're already scraping the bottom of the barrel having me on, so.
And, of course, Dave Hansen in-game analysis for WLW Sports here as well. As the season progresses, we'll be keeping score, and when the time comes, we'll deem a media round table winner. I said last week we had enough room in the budget for an actual trophy. However, due to some recent unnecessary Amazon Prime purchases, that is still up in the air. But we'll find out when the season concludes if I have enough money to buy some one of you fools a trophy. So how it works, each media representative picks a final score and a brief explanation. The winner is deemed by selecting the correct winner and by having the most accurate point differential. As stated as last week, Paul, if no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, graciously will receive and accept the victory for the week. Since Paul phoned in the winning selection last week, the T is yours this week. And just for Dave's pert sake, Paul selected a 16-point differential with Ubley winning. You picked 9. So, Paul, the T is yours.
Wow, sorry about that one last week, Dave.
Yeah, at least this time you could show up in person to deliver a kick.
Yeah, you know, I could just phone it in sometimes, and that'll work just as well. This game, you know, I heard you guys when I was coming over here. Very intriguing game, and I agree with what you said, Clark. This is probably Cass City's toughest test of the year. It might be their toughest test that they face all year. And then you got Harbor Beach, who just red hot coming in. I don't think any of us were surprised by last week. Harbor Beach winning 55-0. I mean, my eyes were wide open. I did not expect that. I expected a much closer game with the team with Vassar that was, I think, one of the favorites, one of the three favorites to win the Greater Thumb West. And for Harbor Beach to go in there with the delays and everything else, to go on the road and just really dismantle a pretty good Vassar team, that impressed me. And then you got people saying, when is Harbor Beach going to give up a point? And guess what? It's not going to happen tonight, folks. I'm predicting a shutout. I'm going to go Harbor Beach 46-0.
46-0 for Paul P. Adams. And I'm going to do some mental math here. That's a 46-point differential.
You know, you didn't need to go to Michigan State to figure that one out, I don't think.
I just for safe bets, I did anyway.
You never cease to surprise me here, Paul, but I had a similar score in mind. I do have the shutout ending tonight. I have a little bit of promise for Cass City, we'll say. I do like, as we'll get into this later, Clark, I do like what Mason Earle has brought to the table at quarterback for Cass City. We all know what Cuthrell can do at the back. I think eventually they're going to put one in the end zone. I have a little bit better game, but in the same ballpark. I had 48-12 written down on my sheet. So I actually have Cass City getting the end zone twice, but wouldn't be surprised if one of those come late in the fourth quarter when it does not make as much a difference. So I do. I see the same thing. I see a big improved Cass City squad, but this Harbor Beach team right now, unbelievably hot, as Paul mentioned, and I think all the talent and leadership is there. They have a coach that's taken them the distance and knows what it takes, and I think he's already showing that they're ready to make another playoff run.
Now, before I get yelled at by Cass City fans, I still want to say that I still believe they're going to make the playoffs. I think they're going to get
Absolutely.
Their 6 wins, and I think they're going to be major contenders in the Greater Thumb West. I just believe that the gap between Harbor Beach and everybody else in the Greater Thumb Conference is that big.
I'm glad you pointed that out. I do think Cass City has a much improved squad, and I do think they are our team to watch out for, but I think you can't take away from Harbor Beach how good they are right now.
What I like about the Red Hawks, too, though, is they do have a power run game. They can control the clock, and I think that's the one thing that, you know, I predicted a big margin of victory. But I think if they could get a couple breaks to go their way, control that clock, you know, run 6, 7, 8-minute drives and punch it in, that's going to be the only way I think they can stay close in this game, is really to keep the ball out of that explosive Harbor Beach offense's hands.
Because we know it doesn't take many plays for Harbor Beach to get up and score if they want to. So I completely agree with you. They're going to have to manage the time. And if they do, they could keep the score a little lower, which would favor Cass City some.
So we have our tallies in for the media round table. Paul P. Adams taking Harbor Beach 46-0. And Dave Hansen of WLIW Sports 48-12. So the differentials, Paul for 46 and Dave with 36. Now let's take a look around the region here. Let's start out with the 8-man football. North Huron at Dryden. North Huron 0-2 to start the year. Dryden 2-0.
Yeah, I kind of knew things were going to be, you know, the Warriors were going to take a little step back. They went to the Final Four in 8-player last year. really had to replace all their skilled players. They have a decent offensive line, defensive line, but the skilled players are kind of learning on the fly. Dryden is a little bit of a surprise. Dryden really hasn't played anybody yet. This will probably be Dryden's toughest test, but if I had to predict this game, I would say Dryden wins this game. They